Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother.
Let's go to the phones because yesterday we said, oh, we're going to take some calls, and Paige just would not quit talking. And
damn near did it again.
I was playing the role of Paige that day. Here we go. Let's. Fat Boy says 4 stars beside Ben. Take first.
Yeah.
All right, that means you're going to. The pressure's on Ben. He thinks you're going to be a good call. Good morning, sir.
Hey guys, how y'all doing?
Just having a little fun with music and stuff. How are you?
Doing great, feeling great.
Uh-oh. Yeah. I don't know what that means. Does that mean coffee or heroin?
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh. Well, I think I knew this, but where are you calling from, Ben?
I'm calling from Athens, baby, born and raised, dog country.
All right.
I knew that's what it was going to be about, pumping the dogs.
If anybody claims Athens, it's usually for that reason, that or REM.
I'll go.
Right,
oh,
they're from Athens, too.
40 Watt Club, woo.
Yeah, Athens was kind of like the smaller, like what Austin, Texas became.
Yeah.
Not now, what they became before they went to hell like they have now.
I love 40 Watt.
Yeah, so.
It blew up, it got big.
I got to be pumping the dogs today, though. I'm feeling it.
Well, let's.
You know, I'm fired up. I just bought my Georgia Bulldog season tickets this year.
Oh.
Yeah, so I've already been to a game. Yep.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. I love this time of year. I'm so pumped.
Okay. Yeah, so now I have to ask. I don't have to ask because Fat Boy says take first. So obviously you're a big fan. I know the feeling. I used to have season tickets to the Gamecocks. I had them for 2 seasons, and then they went up, and I was like, I can't even because I'd sell some of them. Because I'd sell some of them to make it, the other ones would be free, essentially.
I would.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing like good seats at a really good game, but you got the entire season, though. That's had to be very pricey for Georgia.
Yeah, I got every home game, you know. And I was there this past Saturday for the Marshall game. I feel like I'm in football heaven. I mean, did you watch that game?
Yeah, that was great.
They crushed Marshall.
Yeah, they did.
They really did.
What else do you – oh, man. Now, you know what? I have to be honest with you.
Them.
Tune that down a little bit. Do you really – like, is your – if people acted that way about their family or the Lord, it would be a better place. Let's go! It's like, it's Thursday.
That's Georgia for you.
No, that's every school. But, like, who else y'all got coming up? You'll have seats, home – I don't know your schedule. Home seats, home team.
Oh, man, we got a great schedule. I'm going back for Alabama, Ole Miss, Tech.
Damn. I mean, dude, those are some monster games. I mean, you got to have great seats.
I'm so excited.
Are they good? Your seats, are they good?
Got to be.
Oh, my seats are great. Yeah. Perfect. Great seats. Perfect view. Lower level. Not too far off like the 50. It's unreal, dude.
See, I had 45 yard line to the right, fourth row up. So I was literally right over the heads of the players. They were the perfect seats. That was 8-9 years ago, so I can imagine now with the inflation, it had to cost you a big chunk of change.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't pass them up though, and I'm not going to say exactly how much they were, but well over let's say $2,000.
I figured more than that. Actually,
over $2,000. I mean, it sounds about right, but I mean, hey, you can make money back.
Yeah, I was going to say, but you sound like your son. You're like a big fan. You're
You like, oh, I'm going to every game. Yeah. There's no doubt.
Did you pay cash?
You know, when I got the opportunity, when I got the notification that they were available for me, I had to jump all over it.
I feel like he's going up to the guy with, like, you know, just a wad of cash and just like, here, like, give me the tickets.
Oh, I would definitely want it to be in cash if I was somebody. I mean, you
straight cash,
take
homie.
A check or anything like that, but.
No, just pulled it straight out of the savings account.
Nice. So, I have to kind of just ask the obvious question, like, why'd you call in? Like, I mean, in other words, like, you just call in to talk about that, or was there has to be more of the why Fatboy said take this first, like the savings account. Was it your work savings account? Did you use the wrong debit card? We've heard that excuse. Did you the savings account, you married?
I am married, as a matter of fact, and here's the kicker.
So there we go.
Yeah, she doesn't know yet, but I gotta tell her soon because she's gonna find out. All right, so the money was actually supposed to go to a boob job for her.
Oh my god!
All right, good call, Fat Boy. You were right.
So it was a joint account. I mean, she might get like a notification. Like, she may know already.
I don't think she's got notifications turned on for the account, but.
Why'd you turn them off?
The money was spoken for, and she was saving for this boob job for a long time, and I just knocked a big chunk of money out of those.
She's definitely going to find out.
You know, for those tickets.
I mean, are you joking a little bit? Like, you took it dead out of that y'all savings that you knew was already earmarked for her breast augmentation.
No, I ain't joking. I'm dead serious. She's
crazy.
Been talking about these new jugs for months, and I don't care one way or the other, man. When I got the notification to get those tickets, I had to pull the trigger. There was no question.
Oh my god.
So now here's the other thing that I have to ask, because this is Fatboy, maybe in the future I want to know more before we go on, because now I feel like I've wasted time.
Just you get bipolar with it.
Well, I have so many different questions. Like, you both were in had a savings account together that I assume you were putting money in as well. So it was all her that was wanting boobs. Like, you didn't want her to
100%. That's exactly what it is. Look, it was her idea, not mine. I never complained. I never asked for more. I don't understand why I should suffer, right? Tickets are forever. Boobs can wait.
God, like, you're going to benefit either way, but, I mean, you'd be in the doghouse, man, when she finds out.
Yeah. I could understand.
Hey, I'm okay with that, right?
Yeah. This is something she's been dreaming of and she wanted so bad. It would be worse if this was reconstruction and you took the money for that.
Oh, Paige.
Jesus.
Listen, Christmas.
Why did they get reconstructed? Like, because they were born wrong? Like,
yeah.
She laid on one side too often. Who knows? There's a million reasons why.
Whoppy jaw.
Look, she'll get mad. She'll get over it, all right? I'll tell her eventually, and hey.
Let's call her right now.
You should tell her today.
I might tell her today. Yeah, you know, you guys might give me the confidence, so.
Well, that's a first.
You always need to tell the truth.
Well, I mean, can I ask what the going rate now? I used to, I didn't used to be a plastic surgeon, but I used to know somebody that was in the business that I knew what that stuff cost.
I mean, I think it's like $6,000 or $7,000.
Yeah.
You could also throw it on a plan so she could finance it if she really wants to, but these tickets, you got to pay up front, you know?
God.
And that's a good point. I forgot about whole financing jugs.
You can do Klarma on like a freaking album now.
Are you taking her to the game?
Oh, yeah. Well, like, did she just think you went to the one game? Like, that's... Hold that thought, though. Like, what's your plan? I know you said you want to tell her, and...
I mean...
I'm kind of half-assed open. You want to do it?
That's a good question. I don't know. I might wait for a win. You know, you can't tell her after a loss, right? That's like suicide. So maybe like after Alabama.
Let's say Hari Kari.
If we win that one, I can say like, see, honey, worth every penny. Something like that. Just like bring it up very, very fluid.
I mean, look, worst comes to worst.
She's not going to react well to
that. No, she's not.
I mean, you could make your money back, and you could, like, off a few of these games, you could sell that to her, I guess, you know, as far as, like, it's not a total
loss. I could. I mean, that's a good idea. If I wanted to sell them, but I ain't.
I know you ain't.
I'm telling you.
I know. Dude, when you're starting off a call at, like, what time was it? Like, right at 7:30, and you're like, yeah, I'm pumped. Let's go. Like, this guy, this is your religion. I mean,
these tickets are too good to pass up, I'm telling you. Especially not this year. You know, we could win another Natty, and, you know,
yeah.
I'm riding this all the way, baby.
What do you do?
I hope you don't, but you could.
What do you do, though, if she says, all right, man, I don't know if we said, yeah, we said your name.
Ben.
Thank God. You know, you can't remember something that I said from moments ago, but when a woman remembers names. It was also a good song by Michael Jackson.
She likes his attitude.
It was about a rat.
You can tell she does.
But I do.
Well, women like to be stepped on. They don't like a gentleman anymore.
No, I don't.
But what if she says to you, Benjamin, she says, well, guess what? It's either me and my supple breasts or you and your bulldog tickets. Like, what do you say?
Oh, go dogs.
Oh, you a G. You a G, man.
You do not say that.
You talk about the game over the boobs, right?
Oh, hell yeah.
She'll understand, I guess. I'm sure she'll understand, right?
No.
He's going to sell these tickets.
Yeah, like, I hope that this is just a little bit of embellishment on your fandom that you wouldn't really, like, I don't know your history with your wife and everything, but.
Georgia fans are nuts. They're crazy.
Listen, I didn't buy these tickets to sell them. I'm not scalping. I'm going to every game. If I got to sleep on the couch, so be it. It's going to be worth it.
Well, as a 20% Native American, I don't appreciate you saying scalping anymore, but I will say this. She's not going to be. I would love for a call to happen on our show. Although, with the attitude you have, I would not think her call would last long because there'd be a lot of cussing and hanging up and stuff. But, I mean, it's a big purchase that you kept for yourself. She could use them too, but I'm assuming she's not a Bulldog fan. I mean, she is maybe because you are, but she'd rather have them breasts.
Like, he picked football over boobs.
Over his wife.
She has fun at the games.
And
she is fun.
Are you equally contributing?
It's his wife. She's fun.
Are you equally contributing to the price of the breasts, or was that something she saved up?
Yeah, are you paying for the right and she's paying for the left, or vice versa?
I will say she's probably contributed more to the savings account.
Oh.
Because he didn't even want
to have.
Like, he didn't care if she got him or not.
You're in trouble, buddy.
I wouldn't give any money.
But, you know, that's why we have a conjoined account. Her money is my money. My money is her money. It's all the same thing.
Now, look, you say that when she divorces you over these tickets. You won't say that. All right, Ben, hold on. We want to talk to you off the air. I want to see if we can scheme something up to somehow do something with this.
Yeah. Go down!
Go dogs, baby.
Oh, God.
Herschel Walker.
I take every bit of that back. I hate it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Guys Morning Show.
Yeah, like something like that. You have to, almost like you're trying to will your ear to go behind your head.
But how, it's like, you've what got like muscle. the what was it in, I'm not even joking right now. What was it called in Star Wars? The Force. You are using the Force. How do you do like, that? Like, how do you consciously think to move your ears and it works? I sound like a moron right now, but that's like so weird.
Yeah, you.
Like, it used to move my hand, I don't have to think about it too much. It kind of like does it on its own. I mean, I'm putting the thought down through my body to raise my hand.
I guess for lack of a better term, you're flexing a like an ear, like a body part. Like, you know, you could probably do the peg bounce like Lex Luger could. You just, it's like, you yeah, do that, but don't focus on the eyebrows. Try to move that back to the ear.
Can you do the Elvis loop curl?
I think I can do it a little bit. Only the one side. I can't do the other.
You know what? When I was a kid, I would do that. And this was before I knew about Jim Ross and Bell's palsy. And my mama would always, she'd say, your face is going to stay like that.
It's going to get stuck. It's going to get stuck, folks. That's what happens. Face going to get stuck.
You're going to go blind in there, Matthew.
Sniffy look.
I still didn't care. I was like, I don't care. Take my sight. I'm going to get mine. Take my sight. I don't care if hair grows all over the palm of my. I don't care if I lose it. I'm going to use it.
That explains
yeah, I like that little
everything.
Buffer.
You're blind and you have a hairy palm.
Doesn't it? It does make sense. I mean, my eyesight is literally.
That's what happened if you went blind.
Bull mud.
Bull mud.
My God.
I just learned sign language for BS. Did you know that? It's the horns and the that.
That's really what that means?
Yeah.
The horns?
So you do the horns with one arm, and then you put the other arm up on your elbow, and it's like that's where the crap's coming out. So,
now, how did you just happen upon that information, or did you look it up?
Yeah, I saw it because I saw...
Were you arguing with a deaf person?
I looked up.
He was in the bathroom.
Hey, Alexa, how can I tell this deaf person to F off?
That's pretty much what it was. Yeah. I'm like, do people cuss in ASL?
I think it's just up yours, right?
Well, there was a, like, this is bitch. Like, you put your two fingers up to your nose.
What about like half your face? The thumb off the chin?
Yeah, I think that's more of an Italian thing. I don't know what that is.
I thought they know the bottom of the hand off the chin is Italian, but thumb.
I don't know what the thumb is. Let me see. Look that up and see because
I don't know how to look that up.
I learned the BS. I'm like, that's pretty cool because you know, you use both arms and you're just doing horns and doo doo.
So yeah, with the horns thing.
Horns
oh,
and doo doo.
Wow.
That's all. That's an easy one to remember.
Your terminology in ASL. What are DSLs? Paige, forming an A handshake with your thumb placed under your chin and moving it forward can mean no or why not.
Oh, A-hole is a pretty easy one to do. That one's
But like if a dude says, hey, you want to go have sex and I'm deaf and I or a woman and I go like that. If it means no or why not, why not could mean, yeah, why not?
Why not?
No. I would say thumbs down.
That's confusing.
If you looked at me and put a circle with your fingers and started putting your index finger through it, that'd be the way to ask me.
Oh, Lord.
Okay.
And I'm this part. I'm the index finger, by the way.
I thought it was the other way. I was like, okay, I can't do that.
And then she would look back at me and do her fingers together like, money? No!
I have to use him to do that to you.
Oh, this is the S word.
She's the one pushing. What? What's the S word?
You take thumbs up like with one hand.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then you do another thumbs up, but you put that one up under it, like the interlock.
See, I would think that was two thumbs up.
That's the S word. God, this is cool, man.
But why not just like point to your butt or something? Yeah. Like you're being a point to your crotch and then point to your head.
This can't be real. I got to send
Unless
you this
Unless you're
link.
A woman, that would make no sense.
Uh-uh. You know how you, if you would cough?
Your vagina head.
Or if you would, you know.
That's gross.
It is worse, isn't it?
What do you call it? God.
Labia
blanket.
Head.
A latch out.
When you yawn, maybe you put the fist up to your mouth, kind of cover your mouth.
Yeah.
That means CS or in sign language. Yeah, it does look. He's doing it right here.
Whoa. Dude, don't be a tired deaf person. Because people are going to think, oh, my God.
Oh, no, the thing you're talking about?
Yeah.
To invite you. That means a-hole. Look, she's doing it right here.
So what, like an invite to explore or are you calling someone one?
You're calling somebody. But if you're doing it, like, you're calling somebody an a-hole or giving them permission.
This
one or the
is,
other.
No. When I do this, this is never for that. It's for the other. It's never for that. That should be this. Like, it should be drawn up like you got arthritis real bad. It shouldn't be that. Neither should that. That one should be that. That's like
What does that mean?
That looks like a child's about to crown.
What does that mean?
It's a crown.
Well, if you do it like that, it means okay. But if you put the index finger through it, it means...
But do other people...
Don't act silly. You get what that means.
Yeah, that's it. You just hear the... But I was wondering why you were going like this with your finger.
What does it mean if I'm deaf and I take my fist up to my left cheek, and as I push my cheek in with my fist, my tongue is pushing out my cheek on the other side.
That means you have a cavity.
You got to make sure you do it right, though. You don't push it like through the
I would do it the opposite way. I know. It's like it was going and arcing and coming back out the other way.
So this one's an easy one.
Backwards. So I was like, oh, wait a minute.
Bastards.
It's like the Brady Bunch. When they're up there, they're pointing at the wrong person. They're like, oh, yeah, we're backwards. I forgot. Go ahead, fat boy. Sorry.
Oh, you good.
What did that start off of, though?
God, I don't even know. I made myself manic trying to figure that out.
Yeah, I know. It's.
I didn't put my finger down.
Manic. You didn't put your finger down.
No, I was looking up how to cuss and do.
Oh yeah, so
deaf people cuss.
But it just popped into your brain. Like,
and how could they?
Hey, can they cuss?
And there's like a whole treasure trove of words. You know, we learned CSer, a-hole.
What is what does the bird mean to them?
That's universal, right? That's got to be.
That's universal for.
If you take the two fingers like you're making fun of a willy size and then you salute with that, that means bastard.
Yeah, why is that on the an emoji? Like, what is that for? Like, other than to make fun of a guy's...
I mean, it's the only thing, right? I wouldn't use it for anything else.
You want to go drink tonight? I'll go have a little bit. No, you'd write back, you know, smiling emoji, tongue sticking out, winking at you. Yeah, I want to go get drunk.
He was this big.
If you said that to a girl, like it was that size, like, all right, that's kind of cool.
Well, you know how we make fun of women? Do they have an emoji on there that signifies field goal? Like an umpire throwing up a field goal? That's what we'll do toward women who are loose.
Yeah, to literally throw a hot dog.
Y'all sit there and do the thing. No, I meant I wanted to go have Chinese tonight. I was getting chopsticks with my fingers. No, you wouldn't.
Oh, really?
No, you wouldn't. I'm over here. It's like, you got a field goal. How about that?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi.
Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. Well, do you remember the Nevermind Baby on the album cover? Little nudity there?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Who's he suing now? He's suing Chlorine. Because his pubic hair was eventually blonde, and he's a brunette.
Okay. Okay. I got
it. Actually, he's a brune. We don't use the et anymore.
Okay, well, that's not exactly what happened. But the naked baby on the cover of Nirvana's Nevermind album, the judge ruled that it's not child pornography. So that's according to a federal judge who dismissed the lawsuit that the naked baby brought forward. Spencer Eldon, who is now 34, has sued Nirvana, claiming that he was a victim of child sexual abuse when he was photographed for that cover as a four-month-old.
Like, the truth is...
I think the most absurd claim I've ever heard, to be honest with you.
Yeah, he's mad at his parents, and he's also mad at the fact that he's part of one of the most pop culture iconic albums of all time, and no one would know who he is. And
nope.
He probably didn't make crap from it. His parents probably didn't make crap from it.
Yeah.
They were not a big band at that point. That was their big, I mean, they had Bleach and all that out, but.
If you were in jail for certain crimes like similar to that, wouldn't you be calling your lawyer and say, look, I believe they set a precedent right here, so let's see if we can get me in front of an appeals court.
So this is what the judge said, quote, neither the pose, focal point, setting, nor overall context suggests the album cover features sexually explicit conduct.
So I wonder if it was titled different, if that would have helped him out.
Like In Utero?
Or yeah, what if that was the cover for that one? Or instead of Nevermind, it was called Baby Blank D.
Ooh.
Baby Dinky.
Oh, boy.
Ding-a-ling. They just call the album Ding-a-ling.
The reason it's called Nevermind is because she told him, go get some condoms tonight if you want to do sex. He's like, Nevermind.
I don't have a quarter for the machine.
And the judge.
Wait, was the child literally underwater? Or was that all? Because they didn't have, or did they? Did they have AI then?
Really? That's a good question.
The photographer is not a child pornographist. Pornographer.
Probably not.
Are you a pornographist?
Are you a pornographist?
Are
you a pornographer?
Just because somebody takes nude pictures of somebody doesn't mean they're sick. It just means they're
If they're kids, it usually does.
Well, it depends on the context of the kids. I mean, like in this situation, it wasn't like they were trying to.
No.
Place him sexually or doing.
I want to look that up. How the story behind the cover.
So the judge added that Eldon has financially benefited from being on the Nevermind cover, including being paid to recreate it and selling autographed memorabilia. He also has the album titled "Tattooed on His Chest." So he's such
a wow, this is interesting.
Wait, so it's on his chest, so when he's like with a woman or a man, you know, who knows, he removes it and they're like, wait a minute, knew I recognized you. And then he takes his pants off and then he's like, oh my God, it is you.
I'm the Nevermind baby.
Look, don't you recognize now?
Can you not see it?
It's me.
It's me. Oh, so an attorney for the band says his clients are delighted to be, quote, free of the stigma of false allegations.
So the internet says that it was real water. Obviously, we know it's a real kid, real baby. But it said the concept was from Kurt Cobain, who was watching documentaries about water births and wanted that for the cover. So they hired a photographer to shoot kids in a pool. So I don't know if there's a lot of pictures of different kids.
Oh, man. Like, are there little Asian babies floating in there? There's a couple black kids.
It said
they have. They had to make it open to everyone to cast for it, right?
Yeah, because they said they didn't want to use stock photos of water births.
Ah, if they only knew what they could do now, they would have never had to. There would have been no real baby. I mean, that guy should be happy. He was born before AI. There would be no real baby underwater.
Could you imagine if the next album was called Butthole?
Oh, God.
How they would have shot that?
I mean, really, like, it for In Utero, it would have made sense.
That was...
Never mind.
Butero.
Like, hey, I know I told you go get me a beer, but your kid just fell in the pool. Never mind. You know, he'll learn how.
That's the CD right there.
That's a CD cover, dude. Write it down, Kirk. Kurt. Kurt.
What if Green Day would have hired the same photographer? He would have had a different idea than whatever the hell Dookie was anyway. What was that on the cover?
Like the exploding Cartoon City?
I think it was.
It was like an explosion going off and like might have been where the Simpsons lived, the way it looked. I don't know. Yeah, that would be interesting. Some of those iconic kind of, I mean, not for like a whole, you know, I don't need an hour on it, but like I'd watch a little 30, 45-minute documentary about, you know, why were the Beatles holding those baby doll parts on that one? You remember that? I don't remember which album cover it was, but they were dressed like doctors, and they were old baby dolls that they were holding, missing limbs.
Yeah, was that a message?
I don't know, man. Mm-hmm. It's weird. Kind of cryptic.
Who was Sergeant Pepper?
Pepper. Sergeant Pepper. Yeah. Wow. But from everything I've heard, it was probably George. Yeah, he was apparently the one that was gifted in that area.
Yeah, boy, he flourished after the band.
How do you know
didn't
that? How do you research that?
Just being in the business all these years, Paige. I hear whores talking about.
They're like, George is like, I got a song. You're like, they don't listen to George.
He's George, like, okay. They don't like George.
Then he goes solo and has a wonderful career.
Yeah, he does. All right. Well, did you know that 1 in 5 people say that they've had sex at a music festival? Oh. And 38% of them say it was with a stranger. Jesus. 53% of them did it with a significant other. Which festival has the most hookups? We already know this. It's Burning Man.
Oh, it's the worst one. I know. Plus, how many of them would admit to doing it beyond day one?
Plus, you're going to get some sand up in you.
Yeah.
Out there in the desert. Lay a blanket down.
I've only slept in a tent one time when we went camping. And I wouldn't say it was something that I enjoyed.
Sleeping on the ground?
No.
You'd put down a little
Well, we had air mattress and stuff.
Oh, that ain't real camping.
It's in a tent.
You got to go primitive, man. You got a hammock in the tree.
I have to go glamping. I don't want to go in. The bad part about that is the bathroom was way far away, so you had to walk to get to the bathroom.
Is around you.
So they say.
Just remember to bury it.
Well, like
so,
that.
So they say you have to walk to the bathroom.
What is your cutoff if you're in that situation for hooking up at a festival? It would have to be the first day, right? Probably within the first hour.
Well, I mean, God, I don't know. That's just...
If we're talking about the last day here,
Oh. Like
it don't matter how, especially the people at Woodstock that were swimming through the doo-doo.
Dude, I know.
Oh, my gosh.
And plus, like, with the whole hour thing, you're right, because, like, and this is probably very sexist. In fact, I know it is, but, like, I want to catch her a few hours early into it. I'm not thinking about me, obviously. I'm talking about her, because, like, if she's at a three-day festival, she's going to do it at some point.
I mean, Burning Man has a spot just for that.
Yeah, really? They have an orgy tent.
Yeah, I remember it got blown out in the hurricane or whatever it was they had. What they have? Floods?
Well, yeah.
Fire? In the desert? Yeah, this past Burning Man, they had something that, like,
good Lord.
Yeah, they had a lot of floods, I think. So 60% of these people backslid and hooked up with an ex. That's bad.
They just ran into the ex at Burning Man?
Well, wherever randomly they met.
When
they filled out this study.
Well, they'd be the worst one. Like, they don't. Do they all have showers?
No, I know a worse one. Crawfish Bowl.
That was a parking lot.
I know. Where are you going to do it at? Yeah, plus, there's already, like, that seafood smell in the air. Plus,
if you're there for 3 days, there's, like, a little portable sink you can wash at again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can go in the porta potty.
No way.
Come on.
What if it's the big porta potty you got all the room in?
I've done it in bathrooms, but not outdoor ones. That's
the sex or going to the bathroom?
Both. I mean, in fact.
Oh, have you done both at the same time?
One time when I sneezed. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Which, that does not, let me tell you something. Guys, if you're about to end sex, you know, do not sneeze.
Heart attack.
Or you could blow her spine out.
I sneezed earlier in the bathroom. Yeah. That was a mess.
Yeah. Oh, did it really? No, you did?
Well, I was peeing at the same time.
Oh, see, I know. It just like, it turns it into a Gatling gun.
Did you have sex in a porta potty?
No, not a porta potty.
I don't think I can do that. I'm sorry. I can barely use them as it is, let alone.
I'm trying to figure out how that would work.
Be aroused.
Like, she would have to.
There's a. Somebody's going to be uncomfortable in the situation.
Yeah.
There's not going to be. I think
this smell's going to turn me off first.
Well, there's only a couple options you can get into, right?
Well, it's hot out here, Pat. Oh, you're talking about... I thought you were talking about my smell.
But somebody's going to be, like, laid up on the... Between the little urinal part and the toilet seat.
No.
Don't
you like a little shelf.
Don't you like when they finally added the little makeshift sink there?
Yeah, what
with
is...
With no running water. I don't know what it's for. I think it's to throw up in fact. While you're taking a dump, if you need to throw up, you just...
Fart.
Maybe that's a little kid urinal all this time, and I've been using it as a sink.
You got to hold him up, though.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, Lord.
You know how kids go. They got to take their pants all the way down. Like, if you're holding him up, he's like, you know, he's smiling at you.
And of all bathrooms, porta-johns, you never see, like, good time phone numbers written on the walls. In fact, nothing's ever written on those walls.
Go in there with a Sharpie, somebody. Do the
stussy-ass. They probably make the walls on there where it's, like, got Vis-a-Vis ink on it, where it'll just wipe off.
You know what sucks is the vent holes up top. People can look in there. Because these porta-potties aren't that tall, so they could just walk by and just, God, like...
Their eyes would melt.
Just glance in.
They go blind.
How did you go blind?
You mad, man? I was like, you taking a dump?
What'd you eat, man?
Can I get a selfie? You can stay in there.
I saw her half naked, and I can't get that out of my mind ever.
I feel like we're the... You went to the special one.
Wait, I was mad. What festival you at, Paige?
I know. You're a cross-eyed man.
Make a wish con. That's awful. It's awful.
It was at Burning Man. people that go to Burning Man.
Lord have mercy. All right, did you say you're done?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
So.
That was good. Fatboy, what is up in sports?
Well, the Braves made some news on their manager, so we'll talk about that. And dang it, what was the other thing? Oh, something else.
You were thinking about doing it in the bathroom.
Mm. Well, besides that, that's what reminded me of the Braves story. We'll tell you how those two are not connected after this.
Well, you're probably thinking of former manager Bobby Cox. Good morning, everybody.
Oh, Lord.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
And up to RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
All Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Bojangles and me. Me telling it to you right now.
Thank you.
20 years ago, on this very day in 2005, the NFL played their first game internationally.
Germany.
It was in Mexico City.
Oh, I thought it was Frankfurt.
Which Mexico City is the biggest city in the world, right? Like, it's right up there.
Wow.
Yeah, it was the Cardinals and the Niners. 31-14 Cardinals win.
Huh. Did they not? God, I swore they played. Maybe that was, I'm thinking, the World Football League. I swore that they had an NFL game in Frankfurt, Germany.
I don't think they started going to Germany until a few years ago, right? There's another one this weekend is Vikings and Browns from London. Ugh. And actually the Vikings are going to be the first team to go back-to-back international games in different countries.
How long before they are the Super Bowl will be at Riyadh season?
You know what's going to happen.
Of course it is.
That's what they want. And
dun, 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 dun.
Are we ready for that as Americans? You're taking our game and trying to give it to everybody else.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. You know, I was thinking of the NFL Europe League. That was the Frankfurt Galaxy.
Oh, God, I forgot about those teams. That was a card set, too.
They played at the Deutsche Bank Park. Deutsch.
Is it like a Deutsche Bank account?
I need to check your Deutsche bag. You have a clear Deutsche bag, so I can look through your bag.
Sound good.
Do you have Deutsche canoe, a Deutsche balloon?
I need you to take off your wooden shoes and step through the X-ray machine.
Step through, please. Thank you.
Yes.
Brian Stinker.
Thank you.
Snicker.
What is that smell? It's Stinker.
Oh, that smell.
It's Snickner.
Can't you smell that smell?
Stinker really satisfies.
Snicker's not going to return as Braves manager. He's going to take an advisory role, but he will be in the Braves Hall of Fame in 2026. Which you got to put him in. He's got a championship. Bobby Cox has one. Could have had two, but you know.
What other
Yankees came back on him?
Do you have it in front of you? Like, what other Braves managers are in there? Like, did
see real quick?
Chuck Tanner or Joe Torre go in as Braves? Because they, of course, Chuck Tanner didn't win crap when he was with the Braves.
Chuck Tanner.
He was more of a Pirates kind of guy.
Oh, blah, blah. Cox is in. This is at least
Cox two. Is in.
Yeah.
All right.
So there's at least two managers.
Didn't even notice.
No.
Yeah.
So I don't know if this is Hall of Famers in the Braves Hall of Fame.
Yeah, did they put Babe Ruth in the Braves Hall of Fame since he was a Boston Brave briefly?
This goes back to the Boston Bean Eaters.
Whoa!
Because Rogers Hornsby for the Braves, he's on here. For the Boston Braves.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Babes up top, 1935, Boston Braves.
Oh, good. See, that's smart on their part. He could be in the Dodgers Hall of Fame as well then, because Brooklyn Dodgers, I think third base coach or something.
Brooklyn Dodgers, they inducted him in 1936. This is quite a list, man, good looking Lord. Through here.
He's been in there 90 years, kid.
Obviously Warren Spahn for Boston and Milwaukee.
Eddie Matthews?
Yeah, Eddie Matthews for Boston, Milwaukee, and Atlanta. Player and manager.
Hank Aaron, is he in there?
Yeah, Milwaukee and Atlanta. Enos Slaughter's in there, or Slaughter.
Oh.
Slaughter.
He's not related to Sergeant Slaughter.
Gaylord Perry's in there. Phil Niekro, of course, is in there. Orlando Cepeda's in there.
Dale Murphy. Sadly, the only Hall of Fame he's going to get in, which is bullcrap.
Tony La Russa's in here, 1971. Inducted him in 2014.
What? I never knew he played as a Brave.
Listen to who they inducted in 2014. Bobby Cox, Tom Glavine, Tony La Russa, Greg Maddux, Joe Torre.
Wow.
Ain't that a hell of a class?
Yeah.
The last one that went in was Fred McGriff in 2023.
Love the crime. I never met the crime dog. I'd like to.
Boy, Otis Nixon's making the rounds here lately.
Oh, let's see. He's got to have a deal on Coke or something.
Local golf tournaments and whatnot, man. He's really he's popping his head out here or there.
Yeah.
The Rockies fired their general manager. It's interesting because
he went from chasing those white lines to chasing those white balls all over the greenery.
The Rockies lost 119 games, but that's still not the worst. You know who the worst all time is? By two games, 121 losses.
It was West Coast.
No?
No.
It was the 2024 White Sox.
Oh, God.
Remember they were so bad last year?
Yes.
They should have another disco demolition night. Maybe that'll help them out.
Yeah. They put all their what's that? What was that one rookie? Luis, God, what's his last name? I don't remember. He didn't really pan out on a thing. Luis Robert. I don't know if it's Robert.
Is he still playing? Like, has it?
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't know if anybody with that organization has panned out since Ron Karkovice and Big Hurt.
God bless.
Well, you Mark Burley. I guess you could say
Bobby Thigpen.
Paul Konerko.
Ron Karkovice.
God, Disco Demolition Night was 1979. I forgot it was that long ago.
Wow.
It was a Comiskey.
Wow.
Old Comiskey. Tried to set the place on fire anyway.
What was the DJ's name? Steve?
Oh, dang it. What was
famous,
it? Because he was on the loop, right?
Yep. Oh, man, I hate having to look it up. It's not out of laziness. It's just more or less.
Steve Dahl.
There you go. Well done.
That was it.
Steve Dahl.
Was it Man Cow?
They didn't do it. It was a Man Cow disco night.
Better well.
Get a haircut in the middle of the freeway.
I'll rack you.
In the back of a limo.
That's annoying.
Your call's next on the loop.
That the Nixon cuts of a blade.
I bet you don't get a haircut in the limo.
Better well.
Rack him.
He was smoking crack in the back of the limo.
Boy, you're out of here. We ain't going out on that one.
We ain't going out on that one. Yeah, see, about 35 minutes, we will have for you an all new Facebook lesson. A little golf clap on that one.
Yeah.
Very quiet.
I hurt myself clapping the other day. Like, I literally, like, you ever do that? You go and slap too hard?
Oh, yeah, you get a real good one off the beginning.
Do you clap into one hand more than the other one?
Yep.
You do?
Yeah.
I do, too. I clap.
Can you make it clap is the question.
Let's find out during this break. We come back, and we will reveal to you if I can still make it clap. All right? All right, I need some good music, though.
Oh, we got you.
All right, good morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.